Hi guys, I'm Claire.
And I'm Katie.
And welcome back to the Margarita Madness Podcast.
Woohoo!
Woo!
This week we have a really exciting episode. I've brought in my roommates and our friend Danica, and we have our friend Natalia from high school coming to join us for our favorite topic, boys.
Yes!
Would you like to start introducing yourself, ladies?
Hi, I'm Shilin.
Hello, I'm Paige, one of the roommates.
And I'm Danica, the friend.
I'm Natalia.
They're all so enthusiastic about being here for this episode.
We didn't not force them to do this.
It's true, we didn't not force them.
It's fine, it's fine.
So we're gonna be... Sorry, go ahead. Okay, we're going to be talking about advice for boys and things about boys.
So exciting. Who knows where this will go? Because we have some interesting stories to share, I'm sure.
We do. I think we should start with what we enjoyed from our past week. Natalia, would you like to start?
Of course, yeah. I really enjoyed finally finishing all my labs after struggling for like weeks. So, yeah.
That does sound really exciting.
As we are in the same classes, with the same labs, I can relate.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Literally the worst thing ever. But you know what? Now.
Claire, would you like to tell us yours? All right, Claire's having technical difficulties. Danica, would you like to tell us yours?
I got to see...
Oh my gosh,
Go ahead, Claire, go ahead. Okay.
Love her, the song is a bop. We just love a good new music.
I'm so happy, Claire. Danica, would you like to tell us yours?
I got to sleep over at this house this weekend, and I really got to embrace my honorary roommate status, and it was a lot of fun.
That was nice.
We love that.
We do.
I got to pet multiple dogs this week, and that was kind of nice.
She does love dogs. What about you, Shilin?
I bought multiple packs of Halloween earrings.
Shilin has a passion for Halloween like no one else.
Fashion, we love.
I think my highlight of the past week was... Oh, I don't even know, and I'm the one that told you guys to talk. Think about
I know,
you got a job.
Oh, I got a job today! Woo!
Oh, yay!
That I've been waiting to hear about for like a month.
That's so exciting.
Thank you, Shilin, for reminding me. It is really exciting. I'm really happy about it.
Tell us about it. We all want to know, all the bands.
So I applied to be a marking assistant at my school.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's a course that I already took in first year, and I really liked the professor, so I was really excited to see that I could apply for it. And Shilin also works for this class, so we get to work together a little bit now.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It is. Like, we don't spend enough time together already.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to start.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay.
Anyways, ladies, should we dive right into this episode?
Oh boy.
Let's take a deep dive. Y'all might just want to take a seat and grab a drink for this one. Cause
maybe buckle up a seatbelt or something, too, while you're at it. Because it might get wild. Yeah.
Hold on tight. Grab your margaritas. It's time to go.
Time to go.
All right. So the first topic we have down for discussion is how to shoot your shot. Ooh. Anyone have any thoughts?
What does the panel have to say?
Panel?
I personally can't shoot my own shot, so I just wait for others to.
That's one way to do it.
You know who likes to shoot their shot?
Danica. I sure do. I get very confident in myself, but once I've shot it, I would like to reverse the shot, but I think you really just gotta, like, go into it, and if it doesn't work out, then you can just laugh at yourself and you know, laugh with others as well. Because the worst thing that's going to happen is they're going to say no.
I agree to a certain extent because I am also the one that likes to shoot the shot. But I don't really laugh at myself when it doesn't work out. I get a little sad, but I move on, so it's okay.
Sometimes you just go, you know, like if you can't find humor and stuff, like, you know, it's just not as good if you can't find the humor in it. And you know what, you tried, you like put yourself out there.
Yeah.
So you never know what's going to happen.
To be honest, like, if you're really shooting your shot with someone you don't know, it doesn't really matter because you're not going to see them ever again anyways.
Exactly. I'm still waiting on Zac Efron to call me back.
Yeah.
Natalia, do you have any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I mean, I just think do it. I kind of, Claire knows this, but last year, there was this guy in our class, and I was always shooting my shot with this kid, and it ended up kind of working, but then, like, and then it ended up flopping, but, like, you know, it's okay.
It's all right. At least you had fun while it lasted.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
We do see him in Zoom sometimes.
We do. He has his camera on for some reason, and he's like the only one, and like no one wants to see him. But okay,
nobody wants.
Maybe that's a bullet dodge.
At the beginning, I felt kind of bad because he was the only one with his camera on, so I would just turn it on, and I'm like, nah.
I don't feel bad for him.
Well, then one time I got called out because my camera was off and I accidentally turned it on and I was, like, lying down and my teacher thought I was asleep. So ever since then, I've, like, kept my camera off.
That's good.
Really clocked me.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That makes me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I just echo everyone else's. Like, you just gotta do it. Like, this segment is sponsored by Nike. Just do it. And that sums it up.
I agree. The next thing I think we're gonna talk about is advice for first dates. Just general, any advice for first dates.
Okay, I don't have advice on anything. I do have advice on this. Because I have, like, obviously, like, never really, like, dated many people or had a serious boyfriend or anything, but I have been on, like, a few, like, first dates, and, like, not even that many, like, a few, but sometimes it's just going to be awkward the first time, like, if you just, like, realize that it's, like, both your first dates, then, like, it's less awkward. I don't know, like, it's just gonna be awkward at the beginning, but then you just gotta, like, push through it.
I like that. It's true that I think you need to realize that, again, like, if it doesn't work out, like, you're probably never gonna see this person again anyways, so you had, like, one night and whatever, it's over, at least you went for it.
Yeah, and, like, usually by the end it's not, and, like, if it still is, and that probably is, like, not a good sign, but, like, at the very beginning, like, it's going to be, like, scary or awkward.
Yeah,
especially if you're not, like, used to it.
Yeah, if you get along well and you have another date, then you're probably less awkward because you get along well, so.
Yeah.
It'll work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Panel.
Panel thoughts?
I mean, for me at least, most of the people that I've dated, I've known, like, I knew before we actually went out on dates, so it wasn't as awkward for me, but I do have one coming up this weekend, and I've never met this person before. So
sorry, I had to.
I don't
sneeze.
Know. I'm kind of scared, but we'll see.
You know what, Natalia? I'm really excited for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's so exciting. Wish I could relate. You know,
yeah, Claire, your time is coming soon. We'll find you a man. Right?
So funny because I feel like every year I'm like, I'm just focusing on myself.
She does say this every year, so it just, she focuses on school, she focuses on herself, and it always works out in the end.
It's fine.
It is fun.
But I think that's what you have to do. Once you focus on yourself, you, like, get that, like, good energy around you, and then people are drawn to that.
Yeah, it really
does. And then
does
you can
happen.
Meet people that way.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's
and
true.
It really does happen mm-hmm. when you're, like, not looking for it.
It exactly. really does. That is yeah. how I've dated all the boys that I have. I make it sound like it's a lot.
I feel like that's the most cliche thing, but I feel like it genuinely does.
I think so, too. Panel, thoughts?
I think the best part is when Claire really finds the man for her, she will have really taken the time to focus on herself and, like, really look for who's good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you'll just skip all of the unnecessary heartbreak that some of us
not naming names. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's kind of been like my whole game plan with this thing. You know, like just wait until like, you really know what you want, like really know yourself, and then shoot your shot. Because
you'll hit that game-winning buzzer beater.
Exactly.
All right. I liked that one a lot. We're going to move on to maybe a less PG topic than we like to keep it. I don't know how you feel about this. Thoughts on dating apps. I would like to open this one to the panel first before me and Claire speak.
I think they're good. Personally, coming from a small town, it's kind of nice because you can meet people that you haven't known since you were like 5 years old. So, that's like,
true.
You know,
oh, it really
broadens
true.
The category, and, like, you get to meet different kinds of people and not just the same types of boys, but they can get a little weird. Like, you gotta kind of, like, be careful and, like, obviously, like, be safe about what information you give out, etc., because, like, some people are just, they're funky, and that's not what you want.
I mean, unless it is what you want.
I mean, yeah, if that's what you want, go for it, but, like, you know, you gotta just take the good with the bad. Sometimes it's entertaining. Like, they just say things, yeah. And you're like, wow, I can't believe someone actually said this, but...
It's hey, good. Would you like to speak on this topic?
Well, I did meet my boyfriend of almost 2 years on a dating app.
She did.
We so love I am grateful yeah. for dating apps, and I never would have met Adam otherwise. So, you know, I gotta give a thumbs up.
Shout out to you, Adam.
That tall, well, like, long.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, honestly, like, dating apps are kind of the way to go now. Especially like at our age, it makes us sound so old, but like, you know, like in high school, like you usually would like date people in your school or like friends of friends or whatever. But now I feel like, you know, especially now, like in the times we're in, like you might not be like physically going out and like meeting people, so like just like everything, doing it like online is kind of the move at the moment.
I think that's a really valid point. Going back to the dating in high school, we personally went to an all-girls school, me, Claire, and Natalia, so
yeah,
I personally had to go with the dating friends of friends type of situation. That's why I dated a boy in high school, but if you were in a co-ed school, I could see how that would make sense.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess I meant like, yeah, like obviously if you're an all-girl, like in our case it was like friends of friends, or like, you know, you would go to like the dances at the boys' school and like
you sure did.
Like, meet people. So oh god, that brings me back.
What a flashback.
Trauma. So but yeah, like I feel like now just, you know, dating apps is the move, especially because you're not physically going out and meeting people as much.
Yeah, Natalia, do you have any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I mean, I've never had, like, a dating profile on, like, a dating app, so I don't have personal experience, but I would assume that there are dating apps that maybe you should stay away from if you're looking for a relationship. Like, maybe
good
Tinder
point.
Is probably something that you might want to stay away from, because I feel like that's very, like, fast hookups kind of thing. But for me, a lot of the times, the way I meet guys is through Instagram DMs. Like, a lot of them just, like, slide in, and that's how I start talking to people.
Natalia, that must be nice. We don't all have that happening to us.
I'm not surprised. Your Instagram is popping.
Yeah, Natalia is not really the same girl that we went to high school with. I comment that on every single one of her photos.
She is not the same.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean... Thank God, honestly.
She had a major glow up.
That would have been frightening if I was still the same person.
Yeah. I feel like everyone from our school, everyone from our school, I feel like, just glowed up after it. I think that's saying something.
Yeah, it was a funky place.
Funky town.
It was definitely an interesting school.
Interesting. Yeah, I personally have never used dating apps, but I'm honestly, like, about to get on that because I feel like
go for it, the move.
But I don't know, like, which one to use.
We'll talk after. Like,
maybe just all of them. You know, like, why
Christian
why
Mingle. Cover your bases.
Christian Mingle.
There's
Bumble,
a farmer's
Minder.
Minder, that's Muslim. Tinder. J-Date. You can do it all.
Minder.
Okay. Oh my god, so fun.
I think if you all feel comfortable talking about your types, do you want to discuss? If not, that's okay. Whatever you'd like. Who wants to start?
Shalyn.
I wouldn't say I have a type. Although some might
but
say
she does.
I do.
She sure do.
I feel like it's mostly just important that they're funny, and then I feel like, no, I generally go for, like, obviously for people that I find attractive, but, like, the funnier and kinder you are, like, the more attractive you get, mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know, I feel like I don't particularly have, like...
But she does.
She sure do.
One type, like, one could say the e-boy applies, but I wouldn't say so.
I'd say that my type so far, looking back at long-term relationships, is ginger / blonde haired athletes who have gone to Catholic school. But I'm really open to anything at this point. I'm not gonna close myself off to a type anymore because we know how all of those ended.
Well, she has closed off herself to Scarborough Man.
Scarborough Man, so, please don't DM me. I will not be accepting any applications anymore.
No.
But I agree with Shalyn that I think someone who is kind, like if they're nice and whatever, then they become more attractive. Yeah. Paige?
Looking back through the boys I've dated and stuff, I don't think I have a physical type. I just think that
you do too, but that's all.
Oh, actually, yeah.
Tall and blonde.
No, not even blonde. I just like tall boys, but otherwise the most important thing is like that they can make me laugh.
So also the funny thing.
Yeah, the funny thing.
Danica?
Personally, I definitely go for the country boy. There seems to be a theme of fishing involved.
But we that's, love fishermen.
We sure do, honestly.
They can,
like,
catch your dinner.
They really can. Catch. Like, honestly, I've done that. I wouldn't even say that I've dated, like, a city boy. They all kind of, like, have those, like, small town values, which I think is, like, important because, like, I came from a really small town. But I don't know why it matters, but it does. But I also like them to be, like, open-minded. Like, I don't like that small town mentality of, like, being completely closed off to, like, that's more open concepts. So I do look for that. But, like, mainly I just look for someone who can actually, like, I don't know, has hobbies and, like, interests that you can also learn to enjoy. Like, they can take me fishing or, like, you know, like, we can go do things. Like, I don't want it to be, like, all the time. Like, it's just like, oh, let's sit around and watch Netflix. Like, I can do that on my own.
I like
that.
Yeah.
Just, like, a guy with hot.
Yeah, like, open to opportunities, I guess you could word it as.
Natalia, do you feel comfortable, or...?
Oh my god. Of course. Where do I start? I feel like everyone starts off with being like, yeah, I want them to be kind and nice and sweet, and then there's me. So my type, in a nutshell, I feel like there's two. But, like, they can be combined. That would be great. On one hand, I really love buzz cuts. That's like my favorite, like, hair type on a guy. If you have a buzz cut, you have my heart. Like, very, the bar is on the floor, but yeah, so love a good buzz cut. Height is not, like, a huge issue for me. I'm 5'3", so I'm pretty small, so
I think everyone on the panel right now is 5'4" or below, just as a thought.
Amazing. I was gonna say, I'm sure it goes for Claire and Katie too, but if all of us are under 5'4", then there we go. Love tattoos.
Basically a must.
Basically
a must for me. And then if you're a criminal, great. Even better.
For legal reasons, this is a joke.
And I never dated one. but yeah, so that's my type in a nutshell.
Well,
I think.
You know,
and, like, obviously I want them to be funny.
I'm glad that you stated for legal reasons that that never happened.
Yeah,
never happened.
Claire, do you want to talk about your time?
Well, okay. So I don't know if I have enough experience, like, actually say my type based on, like, experience, but due to all this 20 years of self-reflection, I have come up with a type. As everyone here, I am under 5 feet, so height does not matter for me. In fact, I would like a guy on the shorter side because I just feel like it would be very hard to date someone who's, like, over 6 feet. That's, like, over a foot taller than me. I definitely want someone who is pretty outgoing. I'm a pretty introverted person until, like, you get me out of my shell. Like, once you know me, I don't think you say I'm introverted. But, like, before you do. So I think having someone who kind of compliments me that way and like not forces me, but like if I'm with someone like that, I will be more like extroverted. So definitely that. And then I'm a sucker for the blonde hair, blue eyes. Yeah.
That's a good type.
That's a good type.
I'm Claire's type. Right here. You're not blonde. Shalyn is thinking that she's Claire's type, but Shalyn, in fact, has brown hair.
And is a woman.
Basically, my type is Joshua Bassett, as we know.
Except for he doesn't fit the blonde hair, blue eyes.
She makes exceptions.
I think he has blue eyes.
No, he does not. He has brown hair, brown eyes.
Okay, well, you know what? He's cute.
She just loves him.
Use that as a blueprint.
Use that as a blueprint. I came up with this topic because I just wanted to know, what are your thoughts on dating someone that your friends don't like or don't approve of?
Oof. Listen to your friends.
Yeah. Like, 100% listen to your friends.
I think there's like a line of like they need to be open and like maybe they have some pre-misconceptions that they're not willing to get past, and like that's unfair because people can change. But like you've been bringing him around quite a bit, or like, you know, you're often talking about him and they're like red flags. Yeah, I've learned from experience or two that you should like listen to your friends, because very often, and I mean 100% of the time, they're right. Because I think it's hard to see things that they can see from the outside of your relationship. It's hard for you to see them because you're in the relationship.
When you're blinded by love.
You really are. Those rose-colored glasses come on and you're like, those aren't red flags, they're pink. Like, they are welcoming and they're sitting out there like, no. So I think it's important to take into consideration their thoughts, because they do just want the best for you. Like, they're looking out for you because they're the ones that really love you. So I would just say listen to them, avoid it all, and just...
I think that sums up the whole conversation. She really just said it all. But other thoughts?
Yeah.
I think it depends on why your friend doesn't like them. Like, that's true. Your friend doesn't have to be best friends with your boyfriend, but if they don't like them for you, I think that's a different story. Like,
Yeah, I agree.
I also
Go ahead, Shane.
We've learned one thing in this home. It's that you can, like, give your friends advice, and you should definitely be honest with them, but sometimes, no matter how much advice you give them, they're going to, such as myself, proceed to do whatever they want. And, you know, sometimes you just have to let your friends, you know, experience their own lives, and it's unfortunate because you don't want them to get hurt, so you just kind of have to provide that advice to them and then, you know, be there for them if, you know, things do end up going down south.
I agree. I think that it is important to tell them how you're feeling. I specifically am gonna call it our own home, because we do this in our own home, and all three of us have been through it in the past year. And I said to Shalyn and Paige, like, this is how I feel, but no matter, at the end of the day, I'm gonna support whatever you choose, because you are my roommates and best friends. So, you know, if you get heartbroken, I'm here for you. If you don't, that's great.
Well, and the same as like, they see things that you might not see. Like, you could also see things that they don't. So maybe your significant other comes across really, like, crusty or, like, not the kindest to them. But, like, as long as they're treating you right, and, you know, maybe you have those moments with them that you're like, no, like, I really do think this is positive for me, then, like, they might not always see that, right? Because no one really knows until you're in the relationship, like, what goes down. So, like, open-mindedness all around is good, but...
Yeah.
Claire and Natalia, either one?
What? Okay, so as someone who has been on, like, the giving end of, like, the, hey, like, I think there's some, like, red flags and stuff here, it's definitely a fine line, because, you know, you don't want to, like, it would be, you don't want to, like, not, I don't know if offend's the right word, but you don't want to, like, push that person away, like, really, really nag them on it, but, like, you do, like, want to, like, kind of let them know, but then also let them know that, like, you know, you're here for them, whatever, like, when that, like, whatever happens, like you guys were saying. But yeah, I think it's just important that, like, you know, even if you do have reservations, like, unless it's very, very serious, like, they've kind of got to figure it out from themselves, you know, like, that's, unfortunately, you just got to, like, go through that sometimes, because chances are, like, that, as that person, like, is probably not going to listen to you, at least right away.
Yeah. Natalia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think there's, like, one specific relationship that I was in this year, and it was very, I want to say very toxic, for sure, and my best friends were always telling me, you know, like, they always saw things that I didn't, because I feel like when you're in a relationship and you love someone, you're really, like, trying to make all the excuses for them. Everything they do, you find an excuse for, just because you want to be happy and you want to convince yourself that you're still happy and that that person is good for you.
Yeah.
But your friends, definitely other, like, outside people are going to see issues that you don't. And you definitely have to take them into consideration, but also don't let it, like, ruin things for you. Like, don't overthink things just because someone's telling you something.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that's also, like, you have to, like, protect yourself. So definitely, like, use your own judgment, but also take into consideration what other people are saying to you, because they also, like, obviously care for you. Probably your friends are probably looking out for your best interests more than the person that you're with at sometimes, right?
Yeah, and especially if it's, like, multiple people, like, coming to you with kind of, like, the same concerns. Like, it's, like, it's just, like, you know, maybe they're just, you know, going with other things or whatever. But, like, you know, if like, multiple people are coming, like, maybe, like, your family or, like, multiple friends, then, like, maybe it is something to kind of, like, step back and, like, look at.
Yeah. I think those are all very good points. Mm-hmm. I think this leads right into this one. How to recognize red flags.
We don't. We really don't. You get those rose-colored glasses on and everything looks pink.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but moving on, if you could recognize the red flags.
I think just, like, pay attention to your gut. Like, if you're kind of like, that bugs me, or like, maybe that's not something I'm looking for, or like, oh, that could cause issues in the future, like, trust yourself, because even if you don't want to maybe admit it, like, it could be there, and your gut could be like, maybe this isn't the best thing for us, and then you just gotta, like, I don't know, you gotta trust yourself in it.
That's good.
I think that having someone in your life that's really impartial may be good. Like, for me, I always tell my brother about stuff, and he kind of calls people on their BS.
Mm-hmm. And so he sure does.
I really do like talking to my brother, because he's just so impartial to, like, my love life. But, like, he gives really good advice, because he isn't, like, involved.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. I always think it's just really important to, like, come back to your personal values and kind of check in as to, like, you know, whether this other person, like, doing things or saying things or acting in ways that don't align with you. And I think like, that's kind of a good way. It's just kind of like checking in and being like, you know, kind of seeing if the person's actions and, like, words and stuff are, like, lining up with you, and if not, like, that's probably, there are some red flags probably.
Yeah, I agree with Claire. Honestly, I think that once you feel like you start losing yourself in that relationship and you start becoming the person that the other person is and you're trying to, like, match them more, that's when you have to step back and, like, really analyze how that relationship is affecting you and if it's healthy for you, because you don't want to lose yourself.
Yes.
I think
you worded it better than me, but that's exactly what I was trying to say. Yeah.
I like that one a lot, Natalia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good one.
Thanks.
Our next topic is taking care of yourself in a relationship and how to understand that it's okay to put yourself first sometimes.
Well, oh, I personally think that, like, I kind of always have this in mind with, like, friendships or, like, anything. Like, you can't pour from an empty cup. Like, I know it's, like, cheesy or whatever, but, like, you have to, like, take care of yourself and, like, be okay for yourself before you can be there, like, as a girlfriend in, like, what we're talking about, but in, like, other ways too. But I guess specifically in this way, like, in anything in your life, you have to be, like, good and okay yourself before you can be there in other aspects of your life.
Yeah, I could talk to this as well. In my past relationship, I have been known to be the one putting in all the effort,
And I didn't realize any of that until I was out of the relationship because I was blinded by love, as we spoke about. So, I'm not really sure on the advice on that because I could use some on how to put myself first sometimes in my relationship. Yeah. But being the person who did that, I was obviously, I didn't realize it when it was happening, but now I look back and I just feel stupid for myself that I like, couldn't see that and everyone else could see it. And I just, am sad that I let that happen to me.
Well, you know what? I think like, it's very easy to, especially after a certain time, like you've been with someone, it's so easy just to kind of, you know, have little things that change or, you know, little things that happen that you don't even notice. So that's why I think it's good, like, every so often just to kind of, like, take time and just kind of check in with, like, yourself and the relationship. You know, I mean, you gotta, like, see whether it's still serving you, like, as a relationship. And sometimes it can be, you can like stop doing that after a while because you know you're just kind of like in it. But so I think it's important to do that every so often.
Yeah. Does anyone else have anything to say on this before we move on?
I just think that it's like really important, and what I've kind of learned from like dating both types, like I've dated boys that are very insecure in themselves, and I would definitely say like in my last relationship, like it was a total different thing where like they were very secure and like they were, I don't know how to put this, like, they were mentally stable enough that, like, we could both support both ways, and it was a very, like, equal relationship, and I didn't realize how unequal my past relationships had been until I'd experienced that, because, like, honestly, dating someone who's very insecure in themselves just completely exhausts you, because you're trying to give them all the security that you can, but you just lose so much of yourself in that, and you can't fix them. Like, my biggest thing is always, like, you know, like, you're a partner and you're looking for a partner, you're not looking for a project. So you're not going in saying, I'm gonna fix them, I'm gonna give them all this self-confidence, I'm gonna make them love themselves, because you can't do that. They need to have that. They need to learn that. So I think it's also really important to like look at that, because if you lose your security and your self-confidence and your mental stability trying to give it all to them, then it's just a lose-lose situation and no one wins in that. Because then they don't know how to give that back because they've never felt it themselves. So, like, you know, like, if they're maybe needy and they're like, we need to hang out 5 days a week, and you're like, I'm a third-year university student, I can't do that. Like, it's important to recognize that and take care of yourself first, because in the end, like, you've got yourself and you've got to take care of yourself first before you can take care of someone else.
I like that. Yeah. That was,
thank you.
That was valid.
I love that. Yeah, it's really true. There's only so much of yourself you can give to one person,
exactly.
Especially if it's all one way. Like, and I, you know, like, I, again, like, not so much in personal experience, but I've seen this from a lot of friends who just end up giving so much of themselves to a relationship that it's clear, like, the other person isn't giving it back. And you know, even in friendships, like, this can happen too. So yeah, it's definitely, you gotta check in with like how much you're putting in versus how much the other person is putting in.
I also think like you can't break yourself down trying to build someone else up, because once that relationship is over, which most of the time relationships will end at this age, right, like that person is gonna come out with all this boosted confidence, and that's great for them, but you're gonna go out of that relationship feeling so shitty about yourself because you built that person up and they drained all your confidence and all your self-esteem.
I'm just over here having a moment over this because this is exactly how I feel. It's fine, we're fine.
I really like the way you worded that, Natalia.
That's
good.
Why we're here. This is like,
girl, I got you.
She's here.
Yeah, I totally understand your pain, girl.
Yeah, and like, and again, like, that's something that can really be hard. I feel like when
it sure is,
you're in the moment, or like, sorry, not like in the moment, but you don't notice it so much in the moment. But then when you're finally out of it, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. Like, I put all of this energy into this, and you know, I didn't really get it. Anything back. And you know, like, I've obviously, like, I've seen people go through that. And
she means like, me. Even,
yes. Well, she means yes. Me. I'm not trying to call anyone out, but yes.
It's like, fine. You. It's really hitting home for okay. me. I'll explain that. It's fine.
Yeah,
I'll,
but like you and that. Like even Natalia, like
oh yeah,
it's just it's so easy to do, and I feel like especially. Like, I don't, you know, obviously, like, I don't want to promote like, gender stereotypes or anything, but I feel like generally, as girls, we are much more likely to do that. Thank for the you. Most part. For the most part.
This is almost like therapy. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, like, I feel like this is such a cheesy saying, but you truly can't pour from an empty cup. Yeah. I feel like that is, like, the summary, even though it's a very cheesy quote.
I feel like we kind of already talked about this, but I think this is also going to hit home for me. The balance in a relationship and equal effort. I would just like to speak to this first because I could use the advice. I just feel that going off of the last topic that, yeah, it's exhausting when you come out of it and you don't realize, like, when it's happening, even though thank you all for telling me while it was going on, but it's okay. It's fine. Anyways, that it's really important for you both to be putting in equal effort so the one person doesn't feel drained during or when it's over, and especially when it's over, to feel really sad and other things. But yeah, it's really hard to be the person that's giving everything and not getting anything back, and I feel like it's really hard to realize that in the relationship, that you don't feel like you're being that person when you actually are. So when you're out of it, you're like completely broken down and not really sure what to do when you're not trying to give everything to another person.
Yeah.
And you're on your own. Anyways, advice, people, so I can use that next time.
I think, again, like, just speaking to it, like, I think it's hard when you've been in more toxic relationships to recognize just how toxic they are until you do experience a relationship that's more positive. So, like, as I said, like, speaking to my last relationship, I can definitely say it was a lot more, like, equal effort, and there was a lot of, like, just back and forth of, like, both giving and receiving. And I do think that it's not always going to be 50-50, you know? Like, someone's going to have a bad day and they might only give 40, so the other person needs to give 60, and, like, back and forth. But I think it's all about just that balance and that fine line between both of you putting in equal effort and then someone kind of doing the extra step and making up for what that person isn't giving, because it can get a very fine line, and I think it becomes very blurry. And like Katie said, like, even though you have people outside that are telling you, you know, like, I think you're just giving so much of yourself, when that's become your reality, you don't always notice that, because that's just what you assume to be normal. So, like, listening to those outside cues, trusting your gut, really reflecting with yourself, I guess, and just, yeah, like, honestly, you'll find that person, you'll find that balance, and then I think that's when you really have that light bulb moment of, like, oh wow, like,
yeah,
this was so bad before.
I think for this, my advice is, again, not so much from personal experience or from other people, is really checking in with other aspects of your life, because I feel like it's so easy when you're in a relationship to kind of neglect other aspects of your life, such as, like, friends and family and other things, like, maybe not completely, but, like, definitely not equal. And so I think by, like, checking back in with that, it can kind of correct it. And when you kind of step back and start getting into those other parts of your life, it becomes easier to see how little effort the other person is coming, like, is giving when you are not so focused on it, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like it's when you step back from it that you really start to see it for what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyone else want to speak on this?
I'm probably the wrong person to speak on it because I am the worst with this stuff. So,
I
won't give a hit.
All right. Well, then, I think we're going to get on to our last topic of the evening, unless we can think of anything else, is, ugly, also hits home, how to deal with a breakup.
Oof.
All I can say from the past 6 months is it takes time. As cliche and as much as you've heard it before, it took me quite literally 6 months to be okay, so
And that's fine. It was obviously a significant part of my life to be dating the person that I did for the year and a half. So, you know, when that ends, and especially if it's unexpected, it just takes time to get over it. And you will, and you'll be okay. And that's all I can say about that. Anyone else?
I think something that's really helpful in the initial period after breakup is to really, like, look at the ways you can take advantage of that newfound free time. So, like, you spend so much time on that relationship, whether it was, like, positive or negative, but now you have, like, a certain amount of free time. And so you could fill it with things you enjoy. Like, we had a hamster, so, like, I got to spend more time with our hamster. We had a foster dog that I could walk more. Like, you really can do more things, like paint and stuff, and, like, look at things that make you happy as, like, an individual.
I like this one, and I can speak to that, too, because when it happened to me, I took up running, and I ran every single day of the year, and I think it was probably my most fit and active summer that I've ever had in my life.
That's good.
Because I just wanted to distract myself, and I think you should deal with it, but if there is times where you need a distraction, it's just too much, that's a good way of finding a new way.
Or wine.
Wine works quite well. We have discovered.
Me and Claire are really trying to get Socialite to sponsor us, because that's usually what we drink. Yes. So Socialite, if you're ever going to listen to this, please sponsor us. We love you a lot. All your flavors.
I'm a big fan.
She really is. So anyone else? Thoughts?
That's my advice for how to deal with the breakup. Just drink some Socialite and you'll be good. that's not my legit advice.
I think Paige has something to say.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's not healthy at all, but if you're like me, you'll just get back together with them.
She sure did.
You know what? I think that's a different statement, that they're okay and it's been okay so far. So we're working on it.
They took that space.
Yes. Well, the tea, though.
I think my favorite piece of advice out of all of this is, if it's meant to be, it will be.
Yeah.
So whatever happens will happen, and you can't control too much.
Yeah. I think it's also important to, like, distract yourself, but also take time to, like, recognize how you're feeling. So I don't think it's healthy to just try and put on that facade of, like, nope, I'm fine, I don't need them. Like,
I think the word is facade, Danica.
I'm really...
I think we did this the other day with the same word.
I sure did. Okay, so it's not good to put on a facade and pretend that you're okay, because you want to be, you know, that bad bleep out of the relationship that's like, I don't need you. Like, as much as it's important to gain that confidence and, like, they've spoken, like, find those interests, it's also super healthy to just sit with it for the time that you need. And I think it's important to not let it swallow you completely and just become this little sad little person. But I think that it's important to take the time to recognize how you're feeling and validate how you're feeling, because they obviously were someone who was important to you and it was an important time of your life, and it's okay to recognize that. But it's also okay to also then recognize why this needs to move forward and why it's okay to go on without them. So I think that that's when it comes into distracting yourself and finding those new habits, but not over distracting yourself to the point you're just completely ignoring how you really feel.
So taking the time to heal first, and
like Katie said, like, it takes time, and, like, it
sure does.
You could take less time to get over a relationship that you were in for a year than you might one that you were only in for a few months, and it's okay, and, like, you shouldn't let others validate how much time, because you are on your own schedule and no one can tell you how fast you should be over someone. So you just gotta really listen to yourself and look internally at how you're feeling and how much time you think you need.
Yeah, I like that a lot, that point.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah. I think for this, like, the first thing is to just kind of, like, sit with your feelings. Like, I feel like the worst thing to do is kind of, like, push it aside, because it's just going to, like, hit you worse later. So, like, the first thing, like, definitely sit with your feelings. And then, I don't know, I feel like with every sort of ending, whether it be like a breakup or a friendship or anything in life, there's some sort of lesson to be learned.
I like that. Point Claire.
And yeah, but I think it's important to kind of sit with your feelings, step one, and then figure out what the lesson was. Like, not necessarily that you gained something, because obviously it, like, sucks, but, like, what did you learn and like take it and glow up, you know, like
absolutely.
Yes, Claire.
Yeah. Like you're gonna come back, you're gonna bounce back better than ever, and just take this as like a learning experience, and you know, the next guy won't do you like that, you know, like
100% Claire. Yes,
I really would like to indicate that people are going to heal in different ways. So yeah. For me, I needed to take 6 months plus, like, to ever even like talk to another man's like whatever, like,
yeah.
If you then are going to go out and like what makes you feel better is going with a lot of guys, yeah. Great, because that's how you're going to heal, and everyone's going to do it differently. So
yeah,
I think that,
and yeah, okay. So like there's no timeline for these dates or anything, like, you know, especially like in your case, like when you're with someone for a while, like that's a significant part of your life, and kind of figuring out how to move forward without that, whether it was good or bad, it was a significant part of your life, and figuring out how to move forward is hard. So that's why it's important to like sit with those feelings for however long you need, and then kind of take the experience. And you know, I can definitely say, I feel like I can say that, like, in your case especially, like, you bounce back better, you know, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. You really do, even though it takes time.
Yeah. There's definitely good in every relationship. It might not have been something that they gave to you, but maybe in that relationship, you're like, you know what, I became stronger because I now know what I deserve, or, you know, like, I came out of that with a lot of lessons, so even though things don't always end the way you want it to, or it could have been a super toxic relationship, like, there's always something to be learned.
Exactly.
And I think it's important, yeah. Too, to not judge other people's healing processes, because, you know, yeah, yours might be that I can't talk to a man's for, you know, another 6 months, but like Katie said, the next girl might be, I need to just go out and get with people and, you know, do my thing. And I think it's just important to recognize that everyone heals differently, and that's okay.
For
and
sure.
If you're going to be a friend, just support them through it, you know? And you always got the gals.
There's no right or wrong way.
No, like, definitely not.
Yeah.
Is there anything anyone else would like to talk about? Any topic before we close off this episode?
Natalia, what's your favorite way to deal with the breakup?
Sorry, Danica had a question for Natalia.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What's your favorite way to deal with a breakup?
Oh my God. Well, I mean, I think obviously every relationship is different, so it obviously depends on your relationship with that person. I know for me, my worst breakup was with someone who I didn't really date for that long, but I had the strongest feelings for him out of anyone that I ever dated, whether that was, you know, I dated this guy for 5 months, felt way stronger for him than I did for the guy that I dated for a year. But I think you have to, you know, think about all the good times you guys had. Obviously, that person made you feel really good at some times. And of course, you guys broke up for a reason. So they ended up, you know, making you feel really bad at some point. But you need to, you know, appreciate and be grateful for the times that you had. That person gave you, you know, happiness at some points. And any bit of happiness is, in my opinion, good.
I like that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, you can hate that person for what they did to you, that, you know, if they screwed you over or whatever, but you also have to be grateful for the things that they taught you, the memories that you guys made, and how they made you feel in a positive way at any point. And then I think, you know, you need to take time to find yourself again, and to really, like, do the things that you did before you met them, you know, the things that you enjoyed with your friends, stuff like that. And then just, like, keep in mind, like, if it's meant to be, they'll come back to you. Like, I have one person that, you know, I dated for a while, and I still talk to him all the time. Claire knows this. But, you know, like, things didn't work out between us, but we're still friends. I'm still grateful for everything that, like, we've been through, stuff like that. And, you know, like, you're always just gonna learn, and the more that you learn out of relationships, the better person that you're gonna become, right? Like, for future people. And the more that you learn, like, you're not gonna make the same mistakes in, like, future relationships that you did in past relationships. You're always gonna learn. So yeah, I don't know. That's what I think.
I think that was a really magical point, and I think that's a really great way to end off this episode.
Could not relate more.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Words of wisdom.
I agree. Oof. So now that we've given you time to talk about it, does the panel want to speak on what they're looking forward to in the next week? Chillin'?
Well, you know, not surprising with the Halloween earrings. I am slightly excited for Halloween.
It's more of an obsession, I would like to say. I am looking forward to... Oh, I don't even know. There's so many exciting things happening this week. I don't love Halloween the same as Shaylin, but we are going to dress up still, so that's exciting. And I'm not going to expose myself yet, but I'm going to be someone that I love. So that's exciting. And I think I say this every week, but I get to go to practice this week, which I'm grateful for. So, yeah. Paige?
Woohoo!
I'm excited because I'm going to see my boyfriend's sister's dog tonight.
It's very cute, that dog. I love it.
Oh, so cute. I love dogs.
She does have a cute dog as well.
He's only 8 weeks old, so precious.
Very small.
Aww, oh my god, puppy.
Danica?
I think I'm probably most excited for Friday. You know, we're going to take a gals trip to go pick up Katie, which I really love
from
our
Toronto,
adventures.
From Toronto, she means, because I'll be at practice.
And I really just love our adventures and the time I get to spend in this household as an honorary roommate. And I just, yeah, they're,
that's
my
nice.
Friends are kind enough to throw me, or throw us, a pre-Halloween Halloween, because I have to work on Halloween. And I'm just so excited.
Don't worry, listeners. We are being COVID safe.
Oh,
I
yes.
just want to assure that. I think we say that in every episode. We are being COVID safe. We have chose our people and we're
absolutely
sticking to it. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Natalia?
I'm looking forward to my date with my new man.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. I really like how there's only like two of us in here, aka Paige and Natalia, who have like current mans going.
We're your hype team. We're here for it.
It's okay. Different perspectives. You
living
know?
Vicariously
I agree.
Through you all.
That's true. I'm excited for you, Natalia. I hope you let us know how that goes.
Oh yes, yeah, 100%. I will.
Oh, perfect.
I will update you guys. It can't be worse than my last date. So.
Anything is an improvement.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's for sure.
What about you, Claire?
I am looking forward to my dog's birthday on Wednesday.
We love Stella. She's so cute.
Yeah, she's gonna be 10 years old.
She happy is birthday, queen.
Precious.
She is a queen. Unfortunately, she was recently skunked, so that
she was.
Is not fun. But this has a point, because as a result of her getting skunked, she had to get a new like dog bed. So we got her like the Casper dog bed. She's really falling out for her early birthday present.
Fantastic.
Because she's an old dog now, so she needs the extra support. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that, even though it kind of makes me sad to like see her getting older, but yeah, I get very excited for like birthdays. So
Stella is very cute. If you listen to us over the summer when we were together, when we recorded in her backyard, you could probably hear Stella in some episodes barking and running around. She really would chase anything and everything that was in the backyard.
Yes. It's so funny, like sometimes she'll just like sleep for like ever and you'll be like, wow, she really is 10. And then like you'll let her outside and she'll just like run. So I'm like, are you 10 or not? Like, but yeah, so yeah, sometimes you'll hear her barking because she is quite the barker in her old age.
Yeah.
Which is a mood. I also get cranky. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you bark.
I thought so too.
No, I also get cranky, so I relate.
Well, thanks guys so much for listening to this episode. I think this is a really fun one. We got to bring on our second guests ever.
Yes.
Really exciting topic too, and I really enjoyed it. So, as always, if you have any
questions, concerns, comments, requests for any episodes. Like, someone, as I said in the last episode, please DM me. Someone, please DM us. Our Instagram is at Margarita Madness Podcast, and my personal Instagram is at katie.bodison.
And I'm at claire.ohagan.
Would you guys like to put in your Instagrams or just...
Like to plug?
Mine's danica.bauman, if you can figure out how to spell that one.
Mine's page_mick3.
I'm going to have to look up what Chillin's is. She had to leave.
I will look
I'm
it up.
Natalia, care to plug yours?
Yeah, sure. Mine's Nat Olszewski. Have fun spelling that.
I have been Natalia for quite a few years, and I'm not sure how to spell it still. So Chillin's...
I spell it wrong, so...
I just learned last year. I'm pretty proud.
Chillin's
is... Yeah, there's a lot of weird ones in there. Weird
I would letters. Always mess up the S and the Z.
Yeah.
Chillin is Chillin X, but try and figure that one out how to spell too. Well, thanks guys. We appreciate you so much for listening, and we hope you have the best week.
Thank you guys. Have a great week, and we will see you next Thursday.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.